Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is December the 30th, 2019. Well, where is your walk with Christ taking you? You know, we're winding down on another year. Has your year been spiritually, have you matured spiritually during the last year? Are you growing closer with Christ? As you study God's Word, you know you will grow with Christ. And I hope that in some small way, these devotions are helping you grow in your walk with Christ. Because we are trying to walk with you. We want to try to help you in the best way that we can. And we know the best way to do that is through the study of God's Word. So hopefully we can walk with you on your walk with Christ and help you to know how to follow Christ. Yesterday in our men's Sunday school class, we finished our study of disciplines of a godly man. As we finished that study, I asked the men, what tools God's given us to assist the Spirit in leading us? And the answer to that is the Word of God in the church. The Spirit leads according to truth. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. So, you know, if we want to follow the Holy Spirit's leadership, the Holy Spirit's going to lead us according to the Word of God. And so that's why God has given us the Word, so that we know how to follow Him. And of course, it is inside the church where we learn the Word and where we have fellowship together. We are held accountable to one another, and it directs us on our path. So those are the tools that God has given us. You know, we're not free to follow our hearts. We follow Christ. And in order to walk with Christ, we must walk according to His Word. And so, at Emmanuel, in order to help us walk with Christ, we are reading the New Testament and doing what's called a hear journal. The hear journal is a way to help us digest what we read every day. But you know, as I was thinking about that, and the first step of that hear journal is to open up to Psalm 119 and verse 18, which says, "Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law." So the first thing you do is pray to God and ask God to open your eyes so that you can see what God has in the Word for you. And as I was thinking about that today, I was thinking about, why do we need to pray for the Lord to open our eyes? Well, you know, we need to pray for the Lord to open our eyes so that we may see, because by nature, we don't receive the things of God. The natural man receiveth not the things of God. So our natural mind can't perceive the things of God. We don't receive the truth. We can't see spiritual truth. And so we pray because the Word is full of wondrous things. So we pray that the Lord will open our eyes because our natural man won't receive them. And then that we can see the wondrous things out of the law. We pray so the Lord will show us the wondrous things that are there. And the Word is full of wondrous things. Also, we need to pray for our eyes to be opened because of the potential that Satan has, the potential that exists that Satan will blind our eyes. We must pray that Satan will be restrained and we will be able to see. Also, when we pray, are praying, "Open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law," that prayer allows us to focus our minds on the task at hand. The task at hand is not just to get a certain amount of reading completed. The task at hand is to perceive spiritual truth. It's to learn the Word. To learn why it was written originally. To find out what it means to us to perceive spiritual truth. And so the prayer, open mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law, it allows us to focus our mind and our heart on the Word of God. As we pray to be able to see things out of the law, we are also praying to keep things out of our sight. The things we need to keep out of our sight are things which might distract us. Have you ever been concentrating on reading and some random thoughts pop into your head which distract you from reading? Praying this prayer will help you keep focused on the reading. Notice also, it is God who is doing the opening of the eyes. Open thou my eyes. God, open my eyes. The psalmist is asking God to open his eyes. If God is opening our eyes so that we can see, Satan cannot shut them. And so interestingly, the psalmist is praying to see things out of the law. As New Testament believers, sometimes we think that the Old Testament has nothing for our spiritual walk. Yet that's not the case. The Old Testament, the law and the prophets, is the only scripture Christ and his apostles had. It is the only scripture that Old Testament saints had. And so if it was good for them and helped them walk after Christ, it's good for us. The Old Testament is applicable for us too. We can learn how to follow Jesus by reading out of the law and perceiving things out of the law. And then we just enhance that by studying the New Testament. But Old Testament is the first scripture. And it is beneficial for us and necessary for us and can help us in our walk with Christ. So, as you look forward to the new year, my prayer is that you will have a desire to follow God. I pray that you will have a desire to follow Him by being led by the Spirit. And I pray you will have a new desire to read the Word so you can know the way in which the Spirit will lead you. Let's pray. Today, Lord, I pray that you would open the eyes of your people in the upcoming year. I pray that as your people read your Word, that they will be able to see the Spirit's leading. I pray that you would draw your people closer to you. Lord, you are worthy of our worship. You are worthy of being followed. Lead us in the ways of life everlasting according to your word, I pray. It is in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Hopefully we're off to a good week. Look forward to talking to you this week and helping you on your walk with Christ. Until tomorrow, Pastor Mark, signing off.